Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And where do we begin? So it's not popular, it's not cool or whatever to basically tell the truth. That's what it is. This is what's actually going on. In spite of the fact that the American public is, the general public is largely ignorant of these facts. But this is what's happening day in and day out, and things much, much worse. That's the sad reality. And sure, I repeat myself from time to time. It's not cool. It's not fun, you know, to talk about what's really going on. You know, people think it's a downer. But what are we supposed to do? Wait as things continue to devolve and worsen until the rot turns into putrefaction, until the putrefaction turns into liquefaction? What are we supposed to do? Am I supposed to turn a blind eye and pretend it's not happening? Or should we maybe do something about it and choose to look at what's really happening and view some of these things differently? Military service is not a cool thing. To be in this, your well-regulated state militia is a cool thing. You know? And if there's a problem, we wait till the regulars are convened. It'll never happen because it's a totally different mindset in foreign policy, which I know John Bolton tells us it's too complex. We can't understand it. But it seems simple to me when I read George Washington's farewell address in 1796. It seems to make sense. It seems to make good common sense. You don't form these entangling alliances. You know, you don't, you keep yourself away from favoritism and its opposite. And wherever you can, you try to foster peace with all people and all nations. That's a biblical precept. And so much as it be with you, be at peace with all men. That sounds like good advice. Those sound like wise words. And there are corollaries to it. Anyway, seems pretty simple. If you don't have a standing military, then you don't want to go around hammering nails all day long. But if you do have a standing military and you just authorized another $717 billion, and that's just, you know, what's not black budget, that's what's above board, that's what the American taxpayer is on the hook for, so to speak. Because like NPR and PBS, the national military establishment, the NME, the military industrial complex, doesn't need your help. The CIA could fund it all by themselves with all of their dirty laundering operations. They've proven that decade after decade. But they need your buy-in. Literally and figuratively. And so the American taxpayer is on the hook for some of it. I mean, you heard Chris Hayes talk about some of that. This is what American taxpayers are dolling, American tax dollars are paying for. Isn't that fun? Isn't that great and exciting? CNBC, earlier today, Trump gives $717 billion defense bill green light. Here's what the Pentagon is poised to get. Awesome. More stuff. Good stuff, huh? I thought this was an interesting story. That's not the one that I want. Is that the kid? That story that I'm thinking of? There's a fun article. And all of this, you know, so the situation in Yemen, I thought this story was interesting too. The Taliban blindsides U.S. forces with surprise Afghan offensive. That was a story yesterday over at Washington Times. Yeah, right. Anyway, so we don't hear about the Yemen situation is, you know, it's like passe. And like I said, for years, I've had conversations, maybe you have too, with people where you say, this is what's happening. And people say, oh, yeah, you know, and we downplay it. No, this is what's happening. And the broader concern is there are two broader concerns. First of all, this is being normalized and institutionalized. What is that doing around the world? You know, when you look, for example, just in simple terms, at people that have been detained without charge, without cause, at Guantanamo Bay, that's a known established fact. A number of folks, more than 100 from Yemen, for example, have been detained without charge. You know, they might be affiliated. They might be connected. When you detain people for more than a decade, what is that? And when word gets back home, when word starts to rattle around, this is what's happening. This place, the land of the free, the home of the brave, supposedly the bastion of liberty around the world, spreading freedom and democracy, is detaining people without cause. Then you have, you know, the coordinated efforts like what we just played happening in conjunction. What do you suppose is going to happen? Again, you oppress people, push them down, push them down, push them down like the Jack in the Box. What happens? An equal and opposite reaction. Boing. Pop goes the weasel. So if you want to create havoc in the world, that's how you do it. It's simple. And Mike Huckabee told us how it works 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago now, in that foreign policy speech at the CSIS, the CFR foreign policy speech at the CSIS back in 2007, September 28, 2007. You know, that entry that has disappeared from CFR, the CFR website, CFR.org. It used to be at CFR.org/publication/14335. And now, oops, it's a 404 error. Well, I don't know. These are not the droids you're looking for. Sorry. The page you've requested does not exist. Well, it does. You just don't want me to see it. That's all. So Mike Huckabee said, and he was right, to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people. This is, again, this is the most concise distillation of Marxism I've ever heard. To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. It took a small number of intellectuals to provide the theory, then rally oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark, but the underclass is the fuel. A strong middle class is the firewall. I wonder how Yemen's middle class is doing, I ask rhetorically. So to create havoc in the world, this is how you do it. You need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. So question. So that's concern number one, is that we're institutionalizing that now. We're institutionalizing havoc around the world. International havoc. Which brings me to my broader concern that sort of dovetails into. You know, and those things, you heard some of the things in Jimmy Dore's video, progressive, lefty, you know, Chris Hayes isn't this. Jimmy needs to do a little more homework on the early 20th century progressive era architects and understand that they are not his buddy. And Santayana was right. Progress, far from consisting in change, depends on retentiveness. Sandy Hook is a whole nother discussion. Those two issues notwithstanding, you heard, you know, talk of international outcry. Aha, that leads to the broader concern in this institutionalizing of international havoc. Who would want to do that? Enter Pike's letter to Mazzini. Here's the bigger concern. The unleashing of nihilists and atheists is, you know, part of all of this, the way that Pike put it, formidable social cataclysm. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. We shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. That's what's happening. For what purpose? To, you know, change things. This will cause a reaction. What is it? Well, from the letter, then everywhere the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. You can feel that coming if you're paying attention. I can feel it coming every day from the highest levels of international foreign policy, so to speak, down to a local community level in the smallest little towns and hamlets across this country. You can feel this happening. I can. Can you? People are getting pissed off at each other because people are being dehumanized, behaving in the fashion that Paulo Freire mentioned in or detailed, I should say, did a great synopsis of how this works. I always say I don't agree with this Marxist so-called solution, but the way he details the problem is brilliant. Pedagogy of the oppressed. You know, you can feel people upset as they get dehumanized and treat each other worse than dogs. You know, listen to the video we just played. How can a people who profess what we allege to profess go on another day with things like that happening in your name, in my name? How can we do that? We're so mind-numbed that we just continue on? It's just business as usual? So, Pike's letter. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionists. And it's interesting, you know, you hear in music and things, bad guys will say, oh, well, you know, you're welcome. For what? Well, you know, if we hadn't caused this problem, if we hadn't, you know, goaded, if we hadn't created the bad guys and fomented this conflict, you wouldn't be as rugged and sturdy as you are. No, that's a specious and fallacious argument. Don't give yourself credit for something you don't deserve. If you hadn't caused problems, people would still be alive and we would be on to bigger and better things. So don't try to pat yourself on the back, bad guys, which reminds me of, you know, some things about Bob in North Carolina's remarks sort of rattle around in my head. One of them is the tree. You know, if a tree falls and kills some people. Look, that sounds like a sort of variant of the trolley car dilemma, which is another logical fallacy. It's a bifurcation fallacy. Do you kill one or do you kill hundreds? How about we kill none? If you have a self-driving car that can't figure out how to kill none, because listen, in real life, in reality, the trolley car discussion never comes up. Do you notice that? They're teaching kids this in universities. What do? Do you kill one or 100 or hundreds? You have to decide. It's never come up in real life. You and I have never had to decide, oh my goodness, I'm driving down the road. Do I kill one person or hundreds? It doesn't happen. Isn't that interesting? Never happens. somehow you and I are able to stop the trolley car before it kills anyone. And if you have, you know, a self-driving car that can't figure out how to do that, maybe you shouldn't have a self-driving car. If you have a car that you can't do that, maybe it's time to ride a horse. If we can't do that, maybe we should be walking. It's not that difficult to figure out. It's pretty simple. Don't be conscripted to evil. It's simple. Anyway, Pike's letter. Who wants to do this? You know, then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And then what? And the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, but not really, it's counterfeit Christianity, read the Union Jack, published in 1971, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. This is something that he sort of hinted at in Morals and Dogma. Brought finally out into the public view, this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which followed the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And then before that, of course, you have the colliding of forces, political Islam and political Zionism together, again, both mutually destroyed. And so, you know, sounds crazy, I know, but guess what? Events are shaping up in this fashion. Are things better or are they crazier, more chaotic, and worse, being more destabilized? And isn't it interesting that foreign policy, so-called, just seems to lend itself to this stratagem? I think it's a curious observation. Anyway, to the phones we go. Jim in Illinois, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, friend, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Anyway, I would say that governments don't kill people. However, men use the mechanism of government to kill people.
Yeah.
What gets me is many people will support these foreign adventures and expeditions, these conquests, however limited or expansive, and think it's okay to go after these people because they have been manipulated by propaganda. Without realizing that these same criminals who occupy the administrative state will kill them and their families and many other families and children and take their property right here in these states united. At some point in time, we will have to arrest said criminals, but said criminals will have I hear music.
Yeah, I will continue after this break. Stick around, folks. We will be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Just a few entries on this subject. You know, we're on the phones. We have Jim in Illinois. A few, what you said, Jim, makes me think of R.J. Rummel's book, Death by Government, and democide specifically. But a few entries for those. I mean, just stuff that has been touched on over the years and months. For those, you know, just maybe a little remedial history lesson. America's Deadliest Export, Democracy, by William Bloom. The Truth About U.S. Foreign Policy and Everything Else. Great book, along with all of his other books. War Against the Weak, Eugenics and America's Campaign to Create a Master Race, by Edwin Black. A what? Exactly. Genocide, Worse Than War. You can watch the full-length documentary, the PBS documentary, on YouTube. And you know, that whole discussion by Daniel Jonah Goldhagen, Understanding Genocide. And I know that folks were, you know, sort of critical about some of his early work when I did the Death Cult Ideology series earlier this year. Anyway, that's a good one. And, you know, last but not least, I mentioned recently Umair Haque's article back in June Do Americans understand they're beginning to commit the legal definition of genocide? You don't know what genocide really is, but you should. And I agree with Mike that Umar has a socialistic bent. Even so, he manages to get a few things right. And that's sort of been the point. You know, do your own homework, come to your own conclusions. Anyway, Jim, you said at a certain point we'll have to arrest said criminals, but said criminals will have something, I think, if memory serves.
Yeah, I would say we must, will, and shall arrest said criminals. They will have recruited allies for a benefit. I kind of like think of the Red Terror, you know. These people will be basically useful idiots and cannon fodder. They think they'll get a benefit at the end, however, a new group of recruits will come in and eliminate them, arrest them, so they can cinch the loose ends, and progressively that's how they eliminate the loose ends as far as having whoever, whatever groups they've murdered en masse. You got to remember this. These people honor death, regardless of what comes out of their mouth. You just, if their lips are moving, they're lying. All right, yeah. They're deceiving you to catch you unawares, so they can ambush you at a later date. They honor death. They are the death merchants, all right? It will be men, both male and female, who honor life, the most sacred and precious gift we have from the Creator. It will be up to us to arm ourselves spiritually, intellectually, and with martial arms of or martial arts to combat this. I don't like that idea of having to do that, but every so often you have to. We're definitely way out of balance, and if we don't, we will be subject to a very dark future, and so will our progeny.
Yeah.
So you know, basically, that's about all I have to say in that regard. Arm yourselves, people, and be on time spiritually. Arm yourselves with the organic laws of our land. These several states united are understand those things, so we can spot these people. And we're going, and you know, coming out the other end. I know of no other form of government, secular form of government, that's been put together by mankind. That is better, I'd say, secular or theocratic. That's better than what we have. And that's where I stand. And I am going to hold my ground. I pray the rest of you do the same. Hey, appreciate it, Chris. Be well. Blessings of liberty.
Thank you, Jim. As always, I appreciate your sentiment. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better.
My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back.
Speaking of the death cult and its ideologues, let me put this another way. If you put R.J. Rummel together with William Bloom, Edwin Black, Daniel Jonah Goldhagen, Christopher Browning, and the late, great Anthony Sutton, you get a clear, indisputable distillation, a picture of the same folks engineering and orchestrating the Soviet Gulag state, Communist Chinese anthill, Nazi genocide state. All of these Khmer Rouge, Turkey's purge, Poland's ethnic cleansing, you know, and then the smaller scale. So, I mean, we look at examples like Allende ousting, for example, and the Pinochet. The engineering of those kinds of things that are just, you know, there are no degrees of separation, really. It's just sort of common knowledge at this point. But then there are the more nefarious, higher level intrigues, so to speak. But again, R.J. Rummel, William Bloom, Edwin Black, Daniel Jonah Goldhagen, Christopher Browning, Anthony Sutton, to name a few. This is real history. So to Jim's point, R.J. Rummel actually quotes Shakespeare, Merchant of Venice. Truth will come to light. Murder cannot be hid long. There's lots more to talk about and so many things I've touched on. And hopefully we'll get to some of that at some point. It's not that I'm not paying attention. It's just that these things are so outrageous. One quick story, and back to the phones. The story I was thinking of earlier I think is pretty cool. Actually, CBS News covered this yesterday. Ethan Sonneborn, 14-year-old boy who uses legal quirk to run for Vermont governor. I think it's great. You know, one of the four Vermont Democrats seeking the party nomination to run for governor in the fall election isn't old enough to vote, let alone drive. Ethan Sonneborn of Bristol met the requirements to be on the primary ballot and is taking his place with the state's more age-appropriate candidates. Really? I wonder if Admiral David Farragut would have anything to say about that. On Tuesday's primary ballot, to say nothing of numerous candidate forums and debates. I think Vermonters should take me seriously because I have practical progressive ideas. Yikes. That's, you know, a concern. But I just think it's interesting that, you know, so he says, I think that my message and my platform transcend my age. So anyway, he's an articulate 14-year-old and it's shaking things up. So it's interesting. Anyway, I digress. That's one of the things that sort of is a thing to make you go, hmm. Back to the phones. Mike in Kentucky, thanks for calling. Welcome.
How off in left field he is. Pun intended. You mentioned Enemy Jack, 1971, Counterfeit Christianity. You just kind of glossed over it so quick I couldn't. I'm not sure if that was what I heard or not. Sometimes you...
Union Jack?
Was it Union Jack?
Yes.
You were talking about Counterfeit Christianity. Yes. And the disenfranchised or people being disenfranchised or whatever. People are... you know,
yeah,
disillusioned with Christianity, and you said counterfeit Christianity, and then you said that real quick, and I couldn't decipher what you said. So it was a Union Jack, 1971.
Yeah, Pike's letter to Mazzini back in 1871, August 15th. Yeah, that was from Pike's letter to Mazzini outlining the Third World War, the three world wars. Third
right.
was the one that I was focused on. And then speaking of counterfeit Christianity...
When are we going to go to Washington, D.C. and tear down that statue of that Confederate general? He's the only one in the
exactly.
D.C., right?
Right. Why does that one get to remain?
I think they've kind of tried to let it fade away out of the media and out of the common consciousness or something.
For those,
you know, Stone
before
Mountain.
Before we skip ahead, though, the other part of that was actually the Union Jack published by... the Nom de Plume Helen Peters, anonymously published back in 1971, and the prologue talks about this counterfeit Christianity and the disturbing but all too real fact that the plan is to use America as the major incubator of neo-Orthodox so-called Christianity, which is not antagonistic to Marxian communism, but is indeed the spirit of it. And we see that happening.
Well, it's incompatible with the people that fomented it, the meaning, you know, a lot of the Jewish element. Atheistic.
So-called.
Zionist, yeah, or whatever they are, atheists, they're counterfeit too. What was her name, the nom de plume for who?
Helen Peters.
And that was an answer to Pike's letter?
No, it was just basically a book about what was coming in America, published in 1971. So,
the title of the book was what now?
The Union Jack.
Oh, okay, that was the Union Jack. Okay. All right, somehow it went by too quick for me, and I didn't. I was going to try to look that up. But
well, if it did then it probably did for many others, so I'm glad we got to clarify that.
Yeah, you're so well-read. There's a lot of stuff you throw out there that I just can't keep up with, you know, as far as the names you drop and stuff like that. I'm, like, lost on a lot of it. And you said something that kind of made me giggle a while ago when you said it's considered common knowledge. It kind of reminded me of a computer expert that told me something about not to run
SanDisk before I run defrag or something. And I'm like, and he goes, it's common sense. And I'm like, oh, common sense yeah. used to be common sense used to be how many nails you could get home with in that horseshoe, you know, that yeah. the horse just threw. That was common sense. I didn't know you had to run defrag before you run, you know, or whatever, run SanDisk before you run defrag or whatever, you know. Just as an analogy, what's supposed to be common sense nowadays, I don't know, you know, what common knowledge is anymore. I do yeah. have an there's an adage that I heard many years ago, never have so many known so little about so much. And that's, you know, just to imagine picturing some, you know, interstitial floor with wires going everywhere in the deep state surveillance system.
Yeah, that reminds me of my first thought, if we're thinking free association, is hieroglyphics and what Alan Watt has talked about with the Orwellian linguistic minimalism.
Oh, well, yeah, the emoticons or the, yeah.
Yeah.
We went back to hieroglyphics. You know, you mentioned, the last caller mentioned death and stuff like that. I mean, you can boil it down to, what is that from the cremation of care? Something like death equals death, the devil equals death, and whatever is, you know, comparison contrast with the Bible. And I guess it's supposed to be first person. Yahweh is saying, those who hate me love death. So there's a good little barometer. Good little barometer. Those who love death, be it, you know, people finishing off their pizza, if you know what I mean, or whatever the heck, if you believe John DeCamp's book and the account from that kid's diary about some of the nefarious junk going on there at Bohemian Grove. It's a shame to even speak of that, which is done by them in secret, as another line.
Yeah,
it's hard to know. People just don't have they whistle past the graveyard. I don't think they have any idea how dark and smelly the underbelly is. But you're talking about manufacturing of chaos, or using chaos and a poor underclass to manufacture. Well, using the elite, I guess, to manufacture communism. Do you remember The Boys from Brazil?
Yeah.
Did you ever see that movie, Gregory Peck? They were trying to clone Hitler, and then put him in the put the clones in a middle class situation. I think one of the parents was a postal carrier or a worker. You know, the idea was that, you know, Hitler was the son of a middle class bureaucrat or something. So.
Yeah,
that's where they tried to place all the boys from Brazil, the clones,
and
to try to set them up. And then what? This one guy, I can't remember, the Nazi hunter actor, veteran actor that played this. And Gregory Peck got drawn into the to hunting these clones down because they were waiting until the boy was like 14 and killing the dad, I think. So they took the male role model direction out of his life, and of course. You know, there's a lot of people that's looked at that, and, you know, what makes a Hitler, and I guess that was the inspiration for the book and the movie. But you have to wonder what destroying the middle class could do as well, besides manufacturing, you know, communism with the intellectual elite dovetailing with the desperate poor calling for socialism.
Yeah,
you might end up manufacturing several leaderless. Revolutions would be the hope, I think, but as people are smart enough to realize, you know, they might have a dang Hitler pop up here in several locations.
That's charismatic, basically what I've been trying to say in pointing to Hayek's Road to Serfdom, chapter 10 in particular. It's a recipe. It's just, you know. Again, I mean, it's like making an apple pie. You don't accidentally make an apple pie. It happens on purpose.
Social engineering. Well, yeah. But
And speaking of The Boys from Brazil, it was, just to clarify, it was Gregory Peck who played Joseph Mengele. Like you're saying, it was Laurence Olivier.
Laurence Olivier. Yeah, he was the Nazi hunter.
And that was back in the 70s.
Yeah, people. I got it on VHS somehow and saw it in the 80s. You know, a lot of stuff came back out on VHS, including The Manchurian Candidate, which was pulled, obviously enough, was pulled from the theater because of the JFK assassination. And Frank Sinatra, I think, had actually asked JFK if he should do the movie, and JFK supposedly gave him the go-ahead.
Huh.
Ended up being pulled out of the theaters within about 3 weeks. So very few people got to see it until, ominously enough, I think 1984, when it came out on VHS. Yeah. And then at the same time, this other movie that Frank Sinatra did called Suddenly fell into public domain. So the Frank Sinatra doing two different movies about killing a potential president or whatever.
Yeah.
But this dovetails with a story today I just read on Blacklisted News, who's a Sunday night host on RBN. He's got, I guess there was some kind of a crowdfunding for a massive amount of documents to be released, 4,000 some odd documents to be released as part of the historical documents from the CIA on MK Ultra.
Okay, so speaking of that, one of the things, you know, I've mentioned that there are tools. Electron JS, for example, is a tool that a lot of the social and communication apps are built on. This is open source technology. We should be – why not make use of that? In the same sense, I've mentioned in recent weeks, tried to shine a bright light on why the graph database model is so important. And with this kind of information that you're talking about, Neo4j is another open source set of tools. There's the GraphQL, for example, and all kinds of other tools that fold into that discussion. And to be able to run data through these tools makes it more useful. And so just to sort of plant that seed maybe in the minds of people who can do something with it, I think it's important to start to maybe, I mean, you think about the connections. Bad guys are using this technology for very nefarious purposes. Here's an opportunity to dump a bunch of data in a very powerful tool set that will, well, I mean, the Panama Papers is the example. And that article that I mentioned, you know, if you go to Neo4j, if folks go to Neo4j, neo4j.com/blog/panama-papers. You'll see the article by Emil Ephraim, the CEO and co-founder of Neo4j, written back in April of 2016, titled "The Panama Papers: Why It Couldn't Have Happened 10 Years Ago." And the simple answer is because this technology didn't exist. But what it does is allows you to parse 11.5 million documents, in this case, 2.6 terabytes. All of the information, for example, that Dennis Montgomery has brought forward could be dumped into, a Neo4j and graph database tool set. And suddenly the folks that Jim was talking about, so to speak, you know, at a certain point we'll have to arrest said criminals. That would be, you know, the heavy lifting would be done anyway.
Well, that may be what Snowden's done, supposedly, if he's not set up some kind of Trojan horse. Anything supposedly happens to the United States or him, and there's a dead man switch on a bunch more data, supposedly, that he has, that it will be automatically released if something happens to him. It's in multiple locations, he says. So maybe he's done something like that. But, you know, you were talking about using chaos to manufacture stuff, foment upticks in technology and that sort of thing. You know, there were several episodes of Star Trek that dealt with that, where they came across stagnated cultures and or some rogue Starfleet captain or something would go and interfere and try to get a move along a culture that was stagnated and that sort of stuff. And, you know, we kind of did that. We sort of did that with the Native Americans, and they still and I don't feel a bit guilty for stuff that other people did, but I had no control over. But, you know, that's kind of what happened here. They had kind of – they weren't progressing. Yeah. Not much in a way. In fact, they had
gone along with the program.
They had regressed, but they had tons of available. It was Garden of Eden. They had tons of available food. You know, they had little warring factions amongst themselves, you know, and that kind of stuff. But they could go run herds of buffalo off the cliff and have all the meat and stuff they needed for the whole winter. So it was, in a sense, a nice paradise. But they had no claim to the land because they were vagabonds until that white guy helped the Cherokee. You know, I'll let you go. We don't have enough time to get into that. But
yeah. Thanks, Mike. As always, appreciate it. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from...
Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. There's so much to talk about. I mean, I got dozens and dozens of stories that I didn't even get to. I haven't gotten back to the Siraj Wahaj nonsense from last week, and there's been some weird coverage of that in the last few days. And Murr, I appreciate the video that you sent me on that. But there isn't time. It's already the end of the broadcast. So I will close on this, I guess. A few books, you know. It's interesting. Have you been to any of your local used bookstores lately? Here are some titles that I fortuitously stumbled upon recently that I got for free. Literally nothing. Carl Reiter's I Can Sell You Anything. It's an interesting book. Madison Avenue Can Sell You Anything, from a New Detergent to a New President. And they do. But now you can fight back. Here at Last is a consumer's guide to the tricks, gimmicks, and claims of the trade that costs you untold extra dollars a year on products that you've been conditioned to think you want. Learn how to recognize meaningless weasel words such as virtually, helps to, acts like, etc. Product advantage that isn't deceptive visual demonstrations, emotional pitches, scare tactics, evasive guarantees, the use of fads, trends, catchphrases, and more. Stop buying what you've been sold and start getting what you really want today. And so that's an interesting book. Again, for free. Unbelievable. Originally $1.95. It was published. When was it published? 1972. So that's interesting. From Proust to Camus, Profiles of Modern French Writers. That's interesting. The Art of Selfishness by David Seabury. Yikes. The Man Who Disappeared. That's interesting. Bias, a CBS Insider exposes how the media distort the news. And that one by Bernard Goldberg was published back in 2002, right? A copy of King Lear for free. And this one, American History After 1865 by Ray Allen Billington. I only got a few pages of this. Hopefully I can find it later. This is, I think, a 1963 edition, first published in 1969 edition. Interesting stuff. American History After 1865, and it's a sort of revisionist history story. I believe it's 300 plus pages, and I got 22 of the pages, so hopefully I can find more of that later. But when I think of the last thing that Mike was talking about, I think of a book by Dave Walter titled Montana Campfire Tales, 14 Historical Narratives. And number one, that's published back in 97. This is not one of the free books that I got, but number one, the first story is about Sir St. George Gore, elegant Victorian and slob hunter. I think I've mentioned that story in the past, but it's, you know, again, it's one of those just, you know, it's a grotesque tale, Sir St. George Gore. And it seems like, again, that's just one of the sort of the opulence that has been institutionalized in America. We have a right to it, right? Entitlements are rights now. No, they're not, and they never will be. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.